Today, we see a dream coming to fruition in front of Joseph's eyes as his brothers kneel before him. How many times must he have thought of that dream to later dismiss it when it never seemed possible? How could a slave ever have his family bow down to him? Things don't always go as we expect, but one thing is for certain. If God gives you a promise, he will keep it. Joseph has no reason to trust what his brothers are saying when he accuses them of being spies. These guys lied to his father and planned to kill him. They could be lying about his brother, Benjamin. So he throws them all into prison with the idea that he'll let one leave to get Benjamin. 3 days go by, and then Joseph has a change of mind. Do this and you will live, for I fear God. Maybe Joseph was feeling guilty because he believes his father and their families are starving. He forces them all to leave, except for Simeon, who was to stay until they bring Benjamin back. And now the real truth comes out. They said to one another, "Surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come upon us." Verse 21. They have no clue Joseph knows exactly what they are saying. How could they? They thought Joseph was an Egyptian and he would not have known the Hebrew language. Put yourself in Joseph's sandals. What he knew to be true, he's actually hearing again. The feelings of abandonment, fear, and deep hurt come rushing back to his mind. The painful wound he's been hiding for so long is now being ripped wide open. It's so painful, he has to turn away to secretly weep. Unfortunately, this soul wound won't be healed today. Joseph has Simeon bound before their eyes and taken away when he dismisses the men to go back to their land. He secretly has their silver returned to them in the bags of grain they purchased. This little trick will later create great fear in them when they discover the silver. They're afraid they'll be accused of stealing from the Egyptians. When they tell Jacob they need to take Benjamin to Egypt as the governor requested in order to free up Simeon, he won't allow it. They are in a no-win situation. Joseph's actions just may have deeper roots than we can imagine. Questions. What clues do you see in Joseph's behavior to demonstrate he hasn't dealt with his hurts? What contrasts do you see from when Joseph first had his dream to now seeing it fulfilled? Why do you think Joseph hid his identity from his brothers?